warm animal smell. He wrinkled his nose in distaste. How could Benson tolerate a place like this? He watched as the spotlight swung through the darkness and came to rest on a pair of long, tapering thighs. There was an expectant rustling in the audience. It reminded Ellis of his days in the Navy, stationed in Baltimore. That was the last time he had been in a place like this, hot and sticky with fantasies and frustrations. That had been a long time ago. It was a shock to think how fast the time had passed.
"Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the incredible, the lovely Cynthia Sincere. A big hand for the lovely Cynthia."
The spotlight widened on stage to show a rather ugly but spectacularly constructed girl. The band began to play. When the spotlight was wide enough to hit Cynthia's eyes, she squinted and began an awkward dance. She paid no attention to the music, but nobody seemed to mind. Ellis looked at the audience. There were a lot of men here, and a lot of very tough-looking girls with short hair.
"Harry Benson?" the manager said at his elbow.
"Yeah, he comes in a lot."
"Have you seen him lately?"
"I don't know about lately," the manager said.
He coughed. Ellis smelled sweet, alcoholic breath.
"But I tell you," the manager said, "I wish he wouldn't hang around, you know. I think he's a little nuts, and always bothering the girls. You know how hard it is to keep the girls? Fucking murder, that's what it is."
Ellis nodded and scanned the audience. Benson had probably changed clothes. Certainly he wouldn't be wearing an orderly's uniform anymore. Ellis looked at the backs of the heads, at the area between hairline and shirt collar. He looked for a white bandage. He saw none.
"But you haven't seen him lately?"
"No," the manager said, shaking his head. "Not for a week or so."
A waitress went by wearing a rabbit-like white fur bikini.
"Sal, you seen Harry lately?" "He's usually around," she said vaguely, and wandered off with a tray of drinks. "I wish he wouldn't hang around bothering the girls," the manager said, and coughed again.
Ellis moved deeper into the club. The spotlight swung through smoky air over his head, following the movements of the girl on stage. She was having trouble unhooking her bra. She did a sort of two-step shuffle, hands behind her back, eyes looking vacantly out at the audience. Ellis understood, watching her, why Benson thought of strippers as machines. They were mechanical, no question about it, and artificial. When the bra came off, he could see the U-shaped surgical incision beneath each breast, where the plastic had been inserted. Jaglon would love this, he thought. It would fit right into his theories about machine sex. Jaglon was one of the development boys, and he was preoccupied with the idea of artificial intelligence merging with human intelligence. He argued that on the one hand, cosmetic surgery and implanted machinery were making man more mechanical, while on the other hand, robot developments were making machines more human. It was only a matter of time before people began having sex with humanoid robots.